Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the fifth recording in this sacred book of the Wazifa, an explanation of the Wazifa. And we're currently on page 283 to 284, a little bit of 285 we might get to today. We'll start with the Fatiha and then we'll enter into the work itself. It's from Music of the Soul. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. والله تدلت الفهم وكل نجزه يكفيه والله تدلت الفهم وكل نجزه يكفيه. And before him, meaning before that which it was impossible for creatures to understand, because meager and poor was their understanding, and each of them was incapable of the understanding of the secret. Yet his meager understanding was enough for him, because the station was given to him from Allah and he was content with it. Muhammad, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, alluded to this with his words to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, may Allah be pleased with him, when he said, "By the one who sent me with the truth, no one really knows me except my Lord." Our master Uwais al-Qurani said to the generous followers, "You have only seen him, you have only seen the shadow of the Prophet. May the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him." And the followers said to him, "And even Abu Quhafa, Abu Bakr?" He answered, "Yes, even Abu Quhafa." Our master, Abu Hassan Ash-Shuduli, may his secret be holy, was asked about these words, and he said, "Yes, these words are true in accordance with what truly is, because the station of As-Siddiq is the knowing of the Prophet's soul. May the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him. And the station of Umar is the knowing of his intellect. May the peace and blessings be upon him. And the station of Uthman is the knowing of his heart. May the peace and blessings be upon him. And the station of Ali is the knowing of his self, which is his nasut, or complete self. His noble truth is his secret, about which it is said concerning his reality, no one knows it except the Creator. Blessed and exalted is he." And there's two big footnotes to read. One is on who our master Uwais al-Qurani is. And it reads, Uwais was a holy man who lived at the time of the Prophet, alayhi salam. Uwais did not visit the Prophet in his physical body, but in the truth. He never left him at any moment. And he said, "I do not have enough politeness to be between the hands of Muhammad, alayhi salam." And someone asked him, "Why do you not visit your beloved Prophet, alayhi salam?" And he answered, "If I visited him, my body would perish and I would die." He wasn't speaking here about his presence, but he was speaking about the essence of the truth. Once the Prophet ﷺ said to his companions, Abu Bakr and Umar, "If you meet my brother Uwais, send him salams from me." And Umar asked, "Is he your brother?" And the Prophet ﷺ answered, "Yes, He is my brother and from my heart. And he is my son at the same time, and he is living now. And Umar asked how I know him. The Prophet ﷺ replied, after I have passed away from my body, you will lose a camel, which is one of the special camels which belong to the poor people. When you look for this camel, you will find her in the village where Uwais lives. When you ask for Uwais, however, no one will know him because he is concealed from his people. He lives like a shepherd with the animals. And when you meet him, look between his shoulder blades and you will find a mark that looks like the hoopoe bird's crest. One, it is written, Muhammadan Rasulullah. This is Uwais, and he will know you before you speak to him because he lives in the world of the unity and he knows everything. When Umar reached him and saw these signs, he said, Assalamu alaikum, and Uwais replied, Alaikum assalam, Umar. Then Umar said to him, since you have heard of the Prophet alayhi salam, why have you not visited him? If you love him, it's very important to visit him in this world. Uwais replied, I am not complete and I do not have the complete politeness to stand before him and to put myself between his hands. But believe me, I live with him every moment. And Umar said, then you know him? And Uwais answered, yes, I know him. What son does not know his father? I know him well. There are only a few people who know him. I am from those few people and I thank God. Umar said, I also know him. Uwais said, you know his presence, but not his truth. You know the Prophet, alayhi salam, like the scabbard knows the sword. What does the jacket of the sword know about the sword? Umar then asked him to make a supplication to Allah, a dua for him. Another time there was a drought, and people came to Uwais and asked him to pray to Allah. When Uwais prayed to Allah, the rain returned because his prayer was not that of the asking of the tongue, but it was the prayer of the heart. And in the second footnote, Ali is more than anyone because here the meaning of the nafs is more than what you have been thinking. The nafs unites or gathers everything. First, the nafs become heart, and then the heart becomes soul, and the soul becomes the nafs of the soul. The Prophet ﷺ was speaking about the essence of the soul of the nafs when he said, no one can know me, only Allah and Ali. And no one can know Ali, only Allah and me. He also said, I am the city of the deep knowing, and Ali is the gate to the city. For this reason, we say that Ali is the father of all the guides who follow him, and all the people who carry the essence of the truth are from him. فَذَلِكَ سِيرُ الْمَسْنُونِ لَمْ يُدْرِهُ مِنَّا سَابِقُونَ فِي وُجُودِي فَذَلِكَ سِيرُ الْمَسْنُونِ لَمْ يُدْرِهُ مِنَّا سَابِقُونَ فِي وُجُودِي. This is the preserved secret that has not been grasped by any one of us in its existence. His noble truth is his secret. May the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him. This is the preserved secret which Allah preserves and guards with himself, which no one of us knew before. Which no one of us knew before, meaning that no one of us creatures knows his reality from the beginning of time until its end, for no one can reach him in truth in this material world of the ad-dunya alone. Concerning the hereafter, his reality, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, is only known through removing the veil from creatures. For how can his reality be known in this world of the ad-dunya by people who are asleep and who are distracted from him by illusion in their existence? Yet his, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, his essence of light preceded everything that was created. As it is said in the hadith which was mentioned earlier, the first thing which Allah created was the light of your prophet, O Jabir. And no one who comes after him can obtain. Which means that no one who comes after him can reach this unobtainable secret in his pre-existent witnessing. Here, the yearning for this witnessing is the high fervor or enthusiasm on which the knowers ride. So that when they want to reach any of the stations, they ride the swift fervor and travel like a flash of lightning, not looking back to the place from which they started and not making illusory pictures about where they have reached. This is their habitual way of traveling to their Lord. Every station which they aspire to is revealed to them, and everything which they confront becomes known to them. Except the noble Mohammedan secret, which is the secret of the reality of Allah, and which is incapable of being known, and which is impossible for the swift fervors to reach. In the footnote here, for high fervor or enthusiasm, al-hamasa, on which the knowers ride. This is al-hima ala aliyah, which is the determination and intense yearning for holy union. This is the great hima, which is the fuel that the guide gives to the murid. Or you could say the hima is like a horse, and when the arif, the knower of the truth, puts himself on this hima, he flies, traveling. Without hima, no one can talk, can walk. This is what I mean when I say I want hima from you. When I say fly, I mean that I want everyone to fly because I give him hima. The knowing is hima. When you know and I give you more, this is hima. When you write the teachings, this is hima. Like when you put oil in a machine, the oil is the hima. Without oil, the machine does not work. Without hima, you cannot walk. That brings us to 285. We'll conclude the recording here. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.